The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy, happy, happy.
Whee!
Now, hooray. Today is January 6th, so we're not just those people that will keep saying Happy New Year on into, like, February or something. This is our first day back back talking at you since the year changed, and so that's what we got. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'll tell you about my exciting New Year's Eve celebration coming up in a few minutes. But first, Master Riggins.
Master, that's how I will be referred to in 2025.
Master Riggins.
I love that.
The Golden Globes are the top trending topic, and everybody's talking about Demi Moore winning her first award, she says, for acting. She won Best Actress for her role in The Substance. Critics love that movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for Landman. I was going to say, Landman. She's barely in Landman with Billy Bob Thornton.
She's in that?
Yeah, when they were running all those trailers for a year, they acted like it's Demi Moore. She's going to be right up in the thick of it. Now, she's barely a supporting actress in it so far.
Yep.
I've seen her on a couple of episodes.
She said like two words.
Yeah.
They used her as a little PR to get, you know, get some attention for the show.
Yeah.
Well, critics loved her in this movie, and she got up there. She's 62 years old. And
she looks great.
Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Dynamite.
She got the Lindsay Lohan makeover. She looks great.
Yeah. And the whole movie that she got the award for was about kind of a starlet that is trying to recapture her youth, and it turns out horrible. She becomes like this monster. And it's a bizarre topic for a movie. But, yeah, people loved her in it. So congratulations to Demi Moore?
Demi. Demi Lovato. Demi Moore.
I never remember that.
I don't know.
So congratulations to her. Justin Trudeau is also trending this morning. They expect the Prime Minister of Canada to be resigning as early as today.
Oh.
So just before President Donald Trump gets back into office, it sounds like Justin Trudeau's out of there.
I don't know if there's a better thing that could happen to Canada at this point, right, in this moment, than for him to get out of there.
And for him to bail? Yeah.
Isn't he the one they say is Fidel Castro's illegitimate son?
I've heard that rumor, that conspiracy. I don't even know if it's a rumor. It seems like a conspiracy, but I don't know.
Do they look alike?
Not really. Oh. I don't think they do, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. But, yeah,
they think alike.
So he might be done as early as today. And then the house from Breaking Bad is up for sale, $4 million. It was on TMZ. It was global news because this house is so iconic from that classic show.
Yeah, in New Mexico. And then my wife, you know, she's not up in the middle of social media trends and things like that the way I am. You know, for an old person, I'm more so into that kind of thing than most old people.
Yeah.
And so I've known about the crazy old lady that lives there and yells at people when they come by if they're taking too long out in front of her house and stuff.
Yeah.
So Jody just discovered that, and she was hee-hawing watching videos of that lady cuss people out as they were going by her house.
She is ornery, but I kind of get it. They said as many as 300 cars come by that house day and night, just taking pictures in front of it and wanting to knock on the doors. They had to put up a gate.
Yeah, but did they buy that house after the show, or were they the ones that allowed the show to use it?
They allowed the show to use it.
And they probably had no idea that was going to be in the biggest show in TV history.
No idea. Mm-hmm. They said the home was valued at about $300,000, and they're selling it for $4
million. Yeah, because
so.
It's not that cute.
Yeah. I think he's only got one bathroom.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So crazy. What are we going to do about all these monkeys out in the wild? Another crazy monkey story in the news. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Jefferson County, Missouri, got a call to 911, and the caller said, there's somebody out there by Highway 21 monkeying around. And the 911 dispatcher did not understand, so had to ask follow-up questions and was not able to get a clear answer. So they sent deputies out there, and it was clear right from when they arrived that it was not somebody monkeying around. There was a monkey around. That's what the caller was saying. There is a monkey around Highway 21. It was a spider monkey wearing a tutu.
Oh, my God. So cute.
Is that cute? Mm. I don't know if it's that cute.
The tutu makes it.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
And it's little.
The deputies were able to make contact with the pet spider monkey wearing a tutu.
Or is it a diaper?
Make contact with it.
That's what they say in the story.
It looks like the deputy's dancing with it.
Yeah, it does.
They said the monkey was relieved to be found. It was just hanging out on the side of a busy highway, they said. Aww. And once they were able to make contact, as they said, the officer reached out his hands, grabbed the little monkey's hands, and they were able to return it safely to its owner in Jefferson County, Missouri.
Man, I would have been shaken like crazy if I'm down there waiting on that monkey to approach me. And I'm, you know, because that monkey could be easing up there, and you're like, come on. You got to be slow with your movements and all that. But that monkey could decide at 1 second, boom, I'm on his face right now.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Those everybody's spider talking monkeys about, are crazy.
I'm going to jump on you like a spider monkey.
Yeah. Right? That's everybody's what I call that. My son, the spider monkey.
And then sure, if I grab it off of me and throw it down onto the blacktop, then ooh, I'm going to be the bad guy.
Right.
Absolutely.
You abuse monkeys.
I take my belt off to it is what I would do.
Wait a minute. But they said they returned it to the owner. Why does the owner get in trouble? They should face some kind of fine or a penalty, right?
Well, if
you can just let your monkey go out running around.
I know, but if you've got a license to have the monkey and the monkey just got out, it would be the same as if your dog got out. I would think you don't start having people say, arrest that owner if the dog got out unless it kills somebody or something.
Yeah, it just seems different when it's a monkey for some reason. I don't know why. They just seem like more of a threat. But they said the monkey was relieved to be home. I don't know how they know that, but they also mm-hmm. followed it up with the monkey let itself out. It used the door hint, the front door, and
they
escaped
tend
from
to do
the,
that.
Yeah, it escaped from the babysitter. They said,
"Oh my God, the babysitter,
the monkey babysitter."
They're crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Oh my God,
but is it crazier? Here's a crazy stat for you. In 2024, Chewy says cat harnesses. The sale of cat harnesses went up 50%. Last year.
Mm-hmm. Those are those leashes, right?
it's a leash. So is the person with the monkey crazier or the person walking their cat on a leash crazier, TJ?
Mm. I'm going to say the person walking their cat on a leash is crazier because the monkey owner could be using it to make money.
It could be
a business they got going.
Some sort of highway circus kind of thing.
Or just say, come pet the monkey. I'm going to be there in front of the Piggly Wiggly today. We got Taco Teddy's food truck coming in. Something for all the kids.
Come on, man.
Get your picture made with the monkey. $5 and $3 tacos.
It's a good call. It's a great call.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is TJ, and I'm an old man. And this old man went out for New Year's Eve for a party. Went to a party for New Year's Eve. And I haven't been out. My wife and I haven't been out on New Year's Eve. I don't know how long it's been, but I do know that the musical guest at the party we attended was a fellow named Sanjaya.
You're kidding.
Mm. Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, look at you.
Sanjaya. American Idol guy?
Uh-huh. Sanjaya? So, yeah.
No, but it's been a while. It's been a long, 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 many years. But, you know, we hang out in Kannapolis, North Carolina all the time. There's a little fun area of the town where my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael have gotten a condo right there in the right field of the big, nice ballpark there. And so right down the street from that is a theater. And they've always got things going on. And they had an 80s band playing there for New Year's Eve. And my wife loves 80s music. I like 80s music too, but we don't like the same type of 80s music. She likes white 80s music and I like black 80s music.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So guess which one we got in this whole thing the
white.
Other night?
White. Yeah.
Of course.
Very white.
Yes.
The band did Ghostbusters. So I guess that's, you know, the one Ray Parker Jr. song was about. Maybe okay. Maybe a Prince song they did, but.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah. They weren't doing any Confunction or right. Zap or. Mm-hmm. You know, none mm-hmm. of that. Lakeside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. Here's what happened, though. Little friend Jenny doesn't like to be crowded by people. So there was a suite that you could get that was upstairs, like a balcony area. and she just got the whole thing. And so there was a suite on the right of us and a suite to the left of us. And then it was just us. And Jody stood up there and danced and danced and danced until she couldn't stand it. And there was a lady that's older than we are that was next in the other suite. And Jody made friends with her. Her name's Pat. And next thing you know, Jody says, "I don't know why nobody's dancing out there in front of the band," which was downstairs and up to the front. So she dragged Pat down there.
Oh, okay.
And got to the front of the stage. And when she got down there, they'd already said earlier in the night they were making a new video, you know, publicity video for their band. And when Jody got down there and started dancing, we were still up and we could see everything that was going on. The guy with the camera could not have gotten over to where Jody was any faster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, here we go now.
Got some this action.
Get her, yeah. Get her. We got a blonde down front. Go get her.
Get over there. She's the target age too, because yeah, right. A lot of them were a lot older than what you would think about an 80s listener, you know, be like more of the 70s and 60s kind mm-hmm, of thing. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
But yeah, Jody danced.
I love that.
Until she couldn't dance no more. We had pizza ordered in there, Pizza Hut ordered in there. And that was my highlight of the night.
Sure.
And I bought a hooded sweatshirt from them for $10. Can you believe that? What? I was going to treat everybody in our group, but that's they didn't want one.
Oh, really?
$10.
That's a great deal for
that
a hoodie.
That is a good deal.
That is a New Year's Eve I can get down with.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Yep, yep. Don't try that. There won't be a TJ and Jody's house return today for the new year. It will be next week. We just don't have one today because we usually will record the podcast on Sunday. But yesterday we were up here cleaning the studio and one of us was cleaning and then the other one was being a sounding board for the one who was cleaning and yelling.
Oh, okay. Was she?
No, I was helping.
Was she on fire? Was she making a lot of comments while she was in here?
No, not mad, mean kind of things. Just like, oh my God. Like, just, you know, look at those cobwebs. Look, can you get this while I'm doing that? And, you know, mm-hmm. The only thing she got mad about was Lindsay's chair. She said, "I can't believe y'all make Lindsay sit in this chair that's falling apart. He's got black stuff that comes off. Is that coming off on her clothes every day?" And so she sent us a towel for Lindsay to sit on now until we can get it, you know, get in the budgets for chairs.
I kind of think this is cute, though.
Yeah, it's cute.
It adds a little flair.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't bother me. I mean, it did get on my skin when I wore shorts, you know. And I have cream-colored seats in my car, and I'd get out and go inside, and there'd just be black, like leather chips.
Yeah. It's kind of peeling off the leather straps peeling off on the chair. And she goes, "And if I'd have known Alexis was sitting in that all that time, I would have been mad about that too." And Alexis's chair was worse.
Hers was really
bad.
Yeah. It's in the back of my truck going to the dump today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one that was in the corner. She goes, "What is that chair sitting there in the corner? It's got extension cords sitting in it. Can we get rid of that? Do y'all not sit in that anymore? Why is it just sitting there in the corner with extension cords?"
That's where we put our extension cords.
I said, "I don't know. I guess Rob needs it there."
I swear I thought you were going to say extensions, like hair extensions. I was like, did I leave some hair? Yeah.
Did she find anything surprising? Like, were there any, like, crows that were dead under the desk or anything? I mean, anything bizarre?
She did find a dead roach that she swept up.
Okay.
And, and the mold in the coffee pot.
That'll happen.
I drank out of that coffee pot here and there.
Not anymore. There's a new one.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. But but we did most of the stuff in this room, and there's another room in there that, you know, it needs organizing and cleaning. So that'll be next week, I think. Next weekend.
All right.
It actually just needs to be burned. Just burned down? Burn it to the ground.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah.
Because I see a little bit of Facebook Marketplace in my future.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff back there that we haven't used in a long time that we could probably sell.
Yeah.
It's a lot of equipment and stuff.
Yeah. You
get 15 cents a piece for
it. Who needs a cord? Yeah.
And I started to say, Jody, Lindsay doesn't need fancy things. I mean, she's been wearing earbuds that she got off of a plane for free.
Yeah.
Out of the airline. Right now, she came in with new ones she got for Christmas, I guess. It's the first time.
Yeah. I bought them $12.99 on Amazon, but they're pink and they're cute.
They're cute.
I'm not high maintenance, and I've been dealing with boy things for y'all.
Your whole life. You got two brothers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she's used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is Lindsay getting the white glove treatment? She doesn't need it.
I eat Slim Jims for breakfast, for God's sake.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.